Most entrepreneurs waste an insane amount of time trying to build their business. They're online 24/7, sacrificing their private life and burning out in the process. This is going to end right now. Welcome to the Content Lounge podcast. I'm your host, Virginia De Assis. I'm a serial entrepreneur, copywriter, business coach, and recovered workaholic. I know what it takes to go from burnt out and overwhelmed to building a six-figure business, posting only once a week and working less than 5 hours per day. My secret? Cutting out all the crap that doesn't move the needle forward in your business and producing content that actually attracts clients and gets you paid while living your best life. Want to create a business and a life you love? Sit back, relax, and let your content do the work for you. I charge over $10,000 per month for one-on-one coaching, and I want to give you a behind the scenes of what it is like to raise your rates and also the pricing strategies and intentionality behind prices like that. And I am fully aware that there is plenty of coaches out there who are complaining, who are projecting, who are judging when they hear prices like this, that these prices are immoral or inflationary. And here's what I have to say about that. I don't believe that prices like this are inflationary. I believe that you don't owe anyone affordability, but you do owe your business profitability. Now, my beliefs around pricing is that they need to make sense and they need to feel right. For a pricing strategy that makes sense, you want to include factors such as the cost, what competitors charge, and what customers are willing to pay. Now, here's the thing. We have a global market, and with the internet, there is always enough customers to pay at any price point. And what our competitors only matters to a certain degree. If our brand is strong, we are pretty much competitorless. No one is going to compare the prices for a Taylor Swift and a Beyonce concert. If they want to go to Taylor Swift, they're going to pay whatever Taylor Swift is going to charge, and they're going to find a way to make it happen. So our competition only matters when we have a weak brand. Now, when we look at the third factor, the cost, these are the three C's of pricing. This is a real factor. And here's the thing, cost is not just, well, it doesn't cost me anything to run Zoom, or it's just like $20 a month. Zoom is cheap, right? I don't have any other costs. I do the calls from my house, so there is no cost. Well, you do have a cost, because when you provide one-on-one coaching, you have a massive opportunity cost when you're working in your business as the head coach versus on your business as the CEO, the leader, the visionary, the director, the person who generates sales and who creates the money in the business. So if we really take opportunity cost into consideration, then in most instances, we would actually need to charge way more than what we do. So in my business, for example, if I dedicate the hours that I spend coaching someone one-on-one, and I invested those into building out a new funnel, creating a sales page for a new low-ticket offer that then generates 10K, 15K, 20K per month, then every single one-on-one client that I'm taking on, I would need to charge at least 10, 15, 20K just to offset the cost of not doing the other thing. Just to offset the cost of a missed opportunity. But pricing also needs to have another factor, which I believe is not being considered when we just look at the like three C's of pricing, and that is the confidence. You also need to have your confidence behind it. If you're not confident, then we are going to feel massive resistance at selling at a higher rate. And then we hide, we procrastinate, we don't show up for that offer. If you told me I had to show up and start charging 20K per month or 30K per month for one-on-one coaching, I would probably have massive resistance because I don't believe anyone would pay that much. Or maybe I do, but you probably don't yet until you get to the point. So sometimes your self-image doesn't quite match our actual abilities, our expertise, the value of what we do. There's a time lag between these things growing and accepting our bigness and letting that reflect in the pricing. Because truthfully, that is really what your pricing is a reflection of: your skills, your capabilities, and your proof, but also your self-trust, your confidence, and your self-image. Now, here's a fun fact. I would say about 2 years ago, I actually only charged $2,000 per month for one-on-one coaching because I was super skilled. I had a ton of proof, really valuable. My clients were going through the roof, and I had no confidence. I had no confidence. I had a really poor inner monologue, a really bad negative self-talk. So I was undercharging dramatically. And the funny part is, at that price point, I actually still struggled to sell out my one-on-one coaching spots. Now, here's the thing. I did the inner work. I did the confidence building. I've rewired my inner monologue so that I am not just super skilled and I have the proof and I have the valuable skills and I know how to apply all of that, but that my self-image of that, it actually landed. I can feel it with every fiber of my body of like, yeah, absolutely, 100%. $10,000 per month is a steal for what I have to offer. A steal. And the moment that landed, my prices actually jumped to that level. In the last 2 years, my prices grew from $2,000 per month to $4,000, $6,000, $8,000 to now $10,000 per month. That is quite the steep increase. But why could I do that? It wasn't my goal. The prices were simply a reflection of my self-worth and my confidence. I was no longer willing to take any less than that per month because I was fully aware of the opportunity cost in my business. I run a business that generates between $100,000 and $300,000 in sales every single month. So for me, those prices simply made sense. Now, I know what you're thinking. Yeah, Virginia, you're really good at this business building thing, but are you really that good of a coach? And I can't charge that. Now, here's the thing. I had been in a mastermind before where I saw 16 other women coach and be coached. And I saw very, very clear quality differences in the input and the communication and the self-leadership between those that actually had exceptional coaching skills and those that I deemed just okay, who were basically just providing input from their experience and mentoring versus actually asking just brilliant questions that really just opened up a completely new world for you. And this is what's so important. I wasn't able to charge really the highest levels of rates that I have reached now, where it's five figures, and it will be eventually multiple five figures per month, until I actually deemed myself not just a great marketer, not just a great entrepreneur and a great mentor, but actually a great, phenomenal coach. So that is what I did. That was one of the last insecurities where I was not 100% sure whether my coaching skills were really that great. So that is what led to me undercharging in the past. And I saw that and I took that as an invitation to say, all right, if I take any one-on-one clients, I want to be the best freaking coach I could possibly be. And I enrolled in a year-long coaching certification. Because you can be a good singer and you can still sell out your concert halls because you're a good marketer, or you can be an exceptional singer with the same result. And I wanted to be that exceptional singer. I wanted to be the exceptional coach who sells out her one-on-one coaching at the premium pricing, not just because I'm a good marketer, not just because I'm so experienced in business building and I can mentor, but because I also wanted to be an exceptional coach. I wanted to be an exceptional coach before I charge exceptional rates because I value coaching so much. And this is what felt right. And this is why it opened up completing that certification and acknowledging the incredible transformation that I caused for my trial clients in that certification that had nothing to do with my area of expertise that was really purely coaching. That is when I was like, all right, I feel a whole new level here. And that is when my rates increased. Now, when I say it was a year-long coaching certification, don't get me wrong. This wasn't some like, you know, you sit there, you watch a couple of lessons online and boom, you get your certification. This was an intense program. I'm saying weekly calls, always homework to submit, practice sessions with other participants, almost every other month or every other week. It was probably closer to a year at university than all of those cutesy little certifications that you see online. But again, it was worth it for me to invest my capacity into that because I wanted to be an exceptional coach. So I was happy to put in that work. And throughout that year, I really built that confidence. I had so many instances where I could see, yes, you are a good coach, not a good business mentor, not just successful in business, and thus I need to offset the opportunity cost, but you are a good coach. And that built my confidence in my coaching skills. And the biggest breakthrough happened at the very end when I had my final exam and I had to do 5 sessions with someone who wasn't a client, write a report about that, which, by the way, was like a 35-page report, right? I basically wrote a bachelor thesis and had an oral defense as well. And why did you follow, where I had to explain, why did I follow certain methods? Why did I choose certain tools and so on? Now, I added a personal challenge for myself that I wanted to coach someone where I can only use my coaching skills where I had no area of expertise whatsoever. So I chose to coach a friend of mine who wanted to develop her corporate career. Now, my friend, I have never had a corporate career. It is beyond me why anyone would ever want to develop their corporate career. That sounds like a complete nightmare to me. But as a coach, it's not my job to ask. It is my job to ask the right questions so that you walk away with clarity, you walk away with a game plan, you feel capable and able to achieve your goals. So that is exactly what I did. Already at the very first session, I could tell that the issue that my client had, which she said, oh, I don't really know where I want to go, had nothing to do with a lack of clarity. She knew exactly where she wanted to go. But the root of the issue that was so clearly evident from the outside was that she actually was scared. She was scared for some reason to voice where she wanted to go. She was scared to be judged as too ambitious. She was scared that it wasn't well received in her business, in the company that she was in. She wasn't lost at all. She was scared to state where she wanted to go and then maybe be rejected or judged for being too ambitious. She was scared to be too much, too loud as a woman. So we also discovered a bunch of patterns where she was making herself seen out of the same exact fear of being too ambitious or too demanding. And we worked through all of these fears and any other block that came through. And after the final session, this client knew exactly where she wanted to go. She could pinpoint the time frame in which she wanted to reach those goals. She knew exactly what she had to do to get there. And she had patterns and routines in place that would help her unlock these goals, almost guaranteed. And that was the moment when she left and her final statement was like, whoa, that was incredible. I feel so optimistic. I feel so capable. I know exactly what I need to do. And I'm so excited for it. That was the moment where I realized, holy fudge, you are a phenomenal coach. It's not just your expertise that people get when they hire you, but you see people. You see people, you can cause deep, life-changing transformations. And even when it's outside of your field of expertise, you can rock someone's world. And that was the moment where I really celebrated my own work, my skills, my abilities, not from an arrogant place of, oh, I'm the greatest, but purely objectively from my truth. I thought about how I worked with that client, and I felt in my core, Virginia, you did a great job. You should be proud. And so I was. And these are the moments that really strengthen your confidence to get behind the prices that you should be charging. You should be charging to offset your opportunity cost. You should acknowledge that when you work in your business as your head coach, You are not working on your business. You are not scaling your business. You're not creating assets that you can monetize. You need to charge higher prices that take into consideration what you're giving up for taking that one-on-one client. And at the same time, you need to do the inner work to be so confident, so 100% behind that rate, that there is no shaking, that whatever time it takes until the next client signs on at that new rate, that's the time it's going to take. Now, I took a couple of days just to relish in those moments and let that awareness settle in. I celebrated it and I used many of my practices to strengthen that self-awareness about my coaching skills, to strengthen that confidence muscle, and to prepare myself to sell the next spot at 10K per month. And the very next time I wrote about coaching on my Instagram stories, I was like, my rate is 10K per month. And that felt so true, so instantaneously true, so settled with not a shred of doubt, that I know the next client that will sign on at 10K per month is going to be around the corner. And this is something that I want to give you on your way. If you're currently charging rates where you're feeling maybe even resentful, then you are absolutely 100% undercharging. But depending on what you charge, I want you to take a close look and see whether these rates are actually reflective of what you're giving up by not working on your business, but in your business. I want you to take a look at those rates and assess that clearly. What would actually be the appropriate rate to be hired also as the CEO of your business versus to be working on your business as the CEO? And what confidence leaks do you still have that need to be settled so that you can get behind the rate that you should be charging for one-on-one support? One-on-one coaching is one of the most expensive activities that you can do in your business. One-on-one coaching consumes the most valuable and most scarce of your resources, your time, your mental space, your energy, your capacity. And those are the only things that you can't buy in. So the opportunity cost is massive. So the next time you see someone complaining about the rates that coaches are charging, just know that that person has no understanding of business, that they don't understand opportunity cost and just fundamental microeconomic concept or pricing strategy. And you know better. You know better because you will be offsetting the opportunity cost and strengthening whatever needs to be strengthened for you to be confident in those rates.
Content loungers, listen up. This is your chance to ditch the hustle and take a massive leap in your business and your income. This month, one of you guys is going to work with me one-on-one, and together we will create a content strategy that turns you into a client and money magnet without working more. This is valued at over $2,000. And to get in on this, simply leave me a 5-star review, take a screenshot, and DM it to me on Instagram. Wishing y'all massive success in your business. See you next week, and until then, sit back, relax, and let your content do the work for you.